Goodbye with the time just after 10:15. It's time to catch up on the week's events in Ambridge with the Archers.
It's less than 4 weeks till the church feast.
I know. It's a terrible thought.
We'll have to start organising it now. And everyone's so tired after the garden day.
Hello. What's going on?
Morning.
Oh, hello, Linda.
What are all those lights for? Those aren't the archaeologists.
No, it's the TV news. They're filming the excavations.
Oh, you mean the national news?
No, it's just the local station.
Oh. Still, it's quite exciting, isn't it? All these reporters and cameramen.
Well, that's one way of looking at it, I suppose.
Oh. Come now, Robin. This is a major discovery. A Saxon manor, possibly even an ancient cemetery.
Yes, yes, I'm quite aware how important it all is.
And the only one in the whole of the Midlands. You ought to be rejoicing. Don't look as if you're rejoicing. Quite the opposite.
Well, it does mean a lot of extra work and worry for Robin.
Not to mention the cost. All this has to be paid for. Well over £1,000.
Once the word gets round, I'm sure the money will come pouring in, especially if we're on TV.
Oh, let's hope so.
Anyway, what's a mere £1,000 when that brooch they took away must be worth 10 times as much?
Well, it's only a small part of a brooch.
What I want to know is, when will we get it back?
Well, in due course.
And what about all the other finds?
Well, they haven't found much else, apart from the pottery and the timbers.
Well, I suppose at least they can't walk off with the timbers.
Ah, they will have to be removed, actually.
Dig them up?
They'll need to be properly examined and preserved. I think they're hoping to find the original axe marks.
I see. Well, I should make sure you've got a proper receipt before you let them take anything more.
A receipt?
Well, you know what these academics are like, always squabbling over who discovered what and trying to add to their own collection.
Linda, I'm quite sure all the finds will be returned to the church, if we decide we want to keep them.
What do you mean, if?
I'm still considering the alternative.
And to go back to the cost of it all, there is a limit to how much people can give. I was just saying to Robin, there's a church fete coming up, and it's all so soon after the garden day.
Yes, but surely...
Oh, by the way, you might like to know we raised over £900 on Wednesday.
Did we? Mm. Oh, that's marvellous.
We'll keep about £200 for the church. The rest goes to the National Garden Scheme.
£200, is that all?
Well, I think it was a great success. Marjorie's quite keen to do it again next year.
Well, I'd hate to disappoint Marjorie, but I don't think it's worth going through all that again. Oh, Robin, somebody's waving to you, one of the TV people.
Ah, yes.
Sure I know that face.
It's that nice young man who does the local roundup.
Oh, yes, so it is.
I'm afraid he wants to interview me.
Does he now?
Robin, before you go, I'd just like a word.
Well...
It's all right. You talk to Peggy. I'll go and look after your nice young reporter.
All right. Now, Peggy...
Well, you know Eddie Grundy found my statue of Aphrodite.
Yes, you got it back from him on Wednesday.
Yes, that's right. Well, the thing is, I still haven't decided whether or not to tell the police. I know I should really, but... Well, the Grundys are our neighbours, and I don't want to upset Clary.
But you don't think Eddie had anything to do with the theft?
Oh, no. And he's got some very peculiar friends. And his brother Alf does have a reputation.
Ah, yes, of course.
So you can see I'm in rather a dilemma. What do you think I should do?
It's hard to understand if you've never had a nap.
What's your nanny got to do with it?
Well, it's hard to explain. Oh, turn left round by the oak.
I know.
And straight up the avenue.
I know where the course goes. I helped you plan it, remember?
Sorry.
I just hope we made it tough enough.
Ouch! Hey, steady on.
The more kicks, the better. That's what your business clients will be paying for.
I was thinking more of your father's Land Rover.
No use having a four-wheel drive if you don't make use of it.
If Mummy could see this, she'd have apoplexy.
So tell me, what's it got to do with your nanny?
Ah. Well, you see, when I was a boy, you know, a wee lad in short trousers, if I fell and cut my knee, it was Nanny who picked me up again. She's the one who tied up my shoelaces and tucked me up in bed at night.
When I was 17, I tied my own shoelaces.
Oh, yes. Ha ha. Oh, I knew you'd never understand.
Okay, go on.
As for Mummy, well, let's face it, she's never really liked children.
You're not a child anymore, Nigel.
Yeah, but if your mother had done her best to ignore you from a very early age, would you still be such terrific chums?
Maybe not. But I wouldn't be reduced to a quivering heap at the thought of her coming back from Barbados.
Look at me. Look, am I quivering?
You were after you got that fax on Friday.
Look, Lizzie, I keep telling you. Point one. Mummy's held out all her life against exploiting the hall. As far as she's concerned, it's selling out to the hoi polloi. But point two, even though I signed the checks, it's not my money. She could have me out and sleeping in a cardboard box if she wanted.
Point three, you're completely terrified of her.
Well, now perhaps you can understand why.
Okay, so she doesn't go bomb on corporate entertainment. So as I said, we'll just have to keep her out of the way until the launch is over.
Yes, brilliant. I'm still waiting for you to tell me how.
Well, luckily for you, I haven't been sitting around in a blue funk all weekend. I've actually been thinking about it.
And?
Psychology, Nigel. If you haven't the guts to tell her not to come...
Yes, go on, humiliate me.
If you can't face telling her, we'll have to try persuasion instead. It's just a matter of thinking up a good excuse.
Oh, yes, well, that's all right. Hey, where are you going?
Back to the hall.
Yeah, but you should have turned left, up by the old folly.
I make it 11 o'clock in Barbados. Even your mother must be up by now.
Oh, no.
Yes, Nigel. It's time for you to make a phone call.
Now, what's the code for Barbados?
There. 01018.
All right. I can see.
Now, remember, be relaxed, but firm.
Right.
And whatever you do, keep talking. Don't give her time to make a fuss.
Yeah. All the bedrooms are being redecorated. And I'm sleeping on a camp bed in the hall.
And?
And the plumbers are mending the pipes, so there's no hot water. So she mustn't come home for a month, at least.
Well done.
I hate telling lies.
White lies, Nigel. You're trying to save the hall. That's what this launch is all about. Anyway, you have redecorated some of the bedrooms.
Only two of them.
Have you got her number?
Yes, here we are.
Go on, then.
Lizzie, what happens when she does come home and finds most of the bedrooms haven't been redecorated?
The whole idea is to stop her coming home.
Well, she's bound to eventually, even if we put her off now.
Well, is she going to notice?
No, probably not. She's bound to have had a few gins before she goes upstairs.
Right. So what are we waiting for?
The thing is...
Nigel...
Mummy just doesn't live in the same world as ordinary people. She spent the last 2 years holed up in a luxury villa with her incredibly rich Iranian friend.
So what?
Well, she's not used to organising her life around mere tradesmen. It's always been the other way round.
Well, there's a first time for everything.
Once she's made a plan, she sticks to it, come hell or high water. And woe betide anyone who stands in her way, especially me. Honestly, I can just hear her now.
Well, try not to think about it.
I wish we could think of a better excuse.
Here, let me get the number.
No, I'll do it. I hope this is going to work. It would be a 14-digit number.
It will, Nigel, it will. Just stand up to her and everything will be fine. Why have you stopped?
Well, I've just remembered it's much cheaper after six.
Nigel.
Yes, all right. 370.
Is it ringing?
No, it always takes ages. Oh, perhaps the line's busy. Ah.
Don't forget, I'm right here beside you.
Right. Yes, could I speak to Mrs. Pargeter, please? Yes. Yes, Bubbles.
Bubbles?
Oh, dear. Is she still at breakfast? Oh, I see. You don't happen to know which bar? No, of course. No. Oh, no, there's no message.
Ask her to ring you back.
Oh, yes, I wonder if you could... Hello? Oh, dear.
Well, that was brilliant.
At least I tried.
Who did you speak to?
I don't know. Some waiter, I suppose.
Well, couldn't you have asked him to find her?
Oh, come on, you heard. How many posh bars are there in Barbados?
But why didn't you leave a message?
Because he hung up on me. Anyway, there's no point. She never answers my messages.
Okay, so you'll just have to keep trying until you get her.
Television, eh? Fame at last.
As soon as they stuck a mic under my nose, I forgot everything I was going to say.
Well, stage fright.
Well, I think I managed to get my point across in the end.
So what did you say?
Well, as far as I'm concerned, the only advantage of all this publicity is that it might help our appeal.
Ah, yes. Every cloud has a silver lining.
Well, I didn't want to wave a collecting box in front of the cameras, but I did emphasise what a small parish we are and how dependent we are on the generosity of the public. Then, we were interrupted by Linda Snell.
Oh, yeah. How did she get in on the act?
She managed to persuade them somehow. You know, village opinion. I think they got rather more than they bargained for.
Yes, I'll bet.
Oh, hi, Robin. Congratulations.
Oh.
I just saw you on the news. I thought you were brilliant.
What's that?
You mean, We've missed it.
Well, it was about 10 minutes ago.
Oh, why didn't you tell me?
It's okay. I've got it on the video. Oh, didn't Robin tell you?
I'm sorry. I'd forgotten the time.
You mean you didn't watch it either?
No, he's been here with me.
Oh, thanks.
Yes, okay. I'll get it.
Right. Honestly, Robin, if I'd been on TV, I'd have made sure everybody was watching.
There's been quite enough fuss already. I just wanted some peace and quiet.
Well, you can always come and watch it on our video.
All right, I'll come clean. I did remember to set my video before I came out.
Oh, I see.
So I can go home and watch it in slow motion if I want to, complete with action replay.
Well, I think that's quite outrageous.
Oh, evening, Mrs. Snell.
Don't think I've ever felt so humiliated.
Why? What's happened?
Well, you must have seen it, surely.
You mean, the news? Yes, I thought Robin was great.
But what about me?
Oh, yes, you did say something about...
I gave them quite a long interview, but they cut it to ribbons. If you'd blinked twice, you'd have missed me.
They did warn us they'd have to edit.
Oh, that wasn't editing. That was a massacre. There was nothing at all about my idea for starting a museum in the church to display all the finds.
Is that what you told them?
Well, I know you'd rather give it all away, but I think at least there ought to be a proper balance.
Hey, Cathy! You'll never guess who that was.
Who?
Lucy.
I have a good mind to ring the television company and make a strong complaint.
And guess what? She's not going to Berlin after all. She's coming home.
Oh, is she?
Yeah, she wants me to collect her from the station tomorrow.
Berlin?
Yeah, her holidays just started, and the last we heard, she was going to Berlin with some of her mates.
Oh, I see.
And now she's coming back here instead.
Well, why has she changed her mind?
I don't know. Perhaps she's getting homesick. We'll have to go and sort out the room.
Yes. Yes, we must. It's a bit of a mess.
I think this calls for a small celebration.
How long is it since she was back?
Oh, ages. Christmas time. Seems more like a year, eh, Cathy?
Oh, yes. Yes, it does. It'll be really nice to see her.
David! Come on, breakfast!
Is he still out there?
He's been giving Bert his orders.
I'm sure Bert already knows enough by heart.
What time are you hoping to get to Stoneleigh?
Oh, as soon as we can. I don't want to miss anything.
I do so enjoy the royal show.
I'm sorry I'm not coming with you.
Oh, you're not too late to change your mind.
Here, how can I?
Yes, all right. I understand.
What, to change all the beds? That couple from Leeds are asking for more black pudding.
Morning, boss. Oh. Morning, missus.
Hello, Bert.
Oh, you've got some extra guests this morning, then.
We're having breakfast here to save going up to the bungalow. Is David coming?
He won't be long. He's gone to check the ewes.
Cup of tea?
Oh, not very good. All help yourself.
It's still fresh. I've just smeared it.
Oh, you're looking forward to your day at the Royal, then?
Aye, if we ever get there.
And us poor Cinderella's left at home to do all the work, eh, Bert?
Don't you worry. As soon as they're out the gate, we'll make some more tea and put our feet up.
Charles will be a fine thing.
I'm going to find David. Try and hurry him up.
Tell him his breakfast's getting cold.
Well, I think it's time for a stroll down to the orchard before we leave.
We don't want Millie and Molly to miss their morning scratch.
So, David, you come and give me a shout when they're ready.
Yes, all right.
It's all go this morning, isn't it?
That seems to be the story of my life at the moment.
Oh, I dare say your guest keeps you busy enough.
And the church and the garden. Taking Uncle Tom to the nursing home.
Ah, well, you don't need to worry about Tom any Rose. I'm going to take him up there myself.
Are you?
We had a drink in the bowl last night. It's all arranged.
That's kind of you.
Well, what sort of world would it be if we didn't know about our neighbours?
Yes, of course.
And it's one less thing for you to do.
Yes, I'm very grateful. Oh, and Pat rang up last night to remind me about the honey I promised her.
Oh, that's for her yoghurt?
No, it's for the ice cream. She wants as much as I can give her. So that's another thing I'll have to do this afternoon.
Well, you sure had plenty of ripe honey this year. All that lovely sunshine we had in May.
I did have some, but it was rather disappointing.
Oh, that's strange.
There may be some more now. But to be honest, I haven't looked since the end of May.
Oh, you should have been checking every 10 days for Queen's House.
Yeah, I know. I've been so busy, I just haven't had the time. I'm lucky I haven't had a swarm.
Well, you might have had a swarm and not spotted it.
Oh, don't. I feel guilty enough already.
This afternoon, do you say?
If I can fit it in.
Well, so long as it is before milking. I'll come down here with you.
Oh, would you, Bert? I'd be terribly grateful.
Distiller's green.
Oh, what cotton seeds?
They are all the very latest in dairy feeds. I thought it'd be worth coming down to the Genus stand, didn't I?
It seems bigger than last year. Very market orientated.
I need to find the right person to talk to.
Oh, about your feed co-op.
I've got to find out a lot more about it before I can go any further.
Well, there does seem to be everything you want to know about feeding dairy cattle.
Phil, over here. Their computerized ration plan.
Oh, right.
If we bring in a genus advisor, this is the kind of thing you'd have on offer.
Metabolizable protein system.
You see, this is state-of-the-art feed programming.
Mm. Well, of course, you could work it out on the back of a fag packet if you wanted.
Oh, come on. If we really want to increase our profits.
How much does one of these programs cost?
Oh, from what I've been told, about 500 quid.
I see. Oh, I'm sure it's worth every penny.
Aye, but when we start the co-op, then we'd be talking about real savings. Could be as much as 20 quid a cow.
Yes, I know. You seem to have convinced David about that anyway.
Though I'm not too sure about his motive.
Ah.
Aye, there'd be quite a lot of office work involved. And David's in favour of anything that keeps me safely off the farm.
Well, it's nice of him to worry.
I mean, anything to grab a few quid back from the feed merchant.
Yes, so say all of us.
Anyway, I'd better see if we can find the bloke I need to talk to.
Right. Look, I'll meet you over the way, by the beef cattle.
I don't know what you've got in this one. It weighs a ton.
Books, mostly. Just dump it anywhere.
Alright. So, what do you think of your old room?
Yeah, it's great.
I had a bit of a tidy up last night. I got rid of that old wardrobe and Kathy found a new cover for your duvet.
Dad, shouldn't have gone to all this trouble.
Ah, it's no trouble, love. They'll make you feel at home.
And thanks for the flowers.
Ah, well, they're just from the garden.
Lucy. Hi, Kathy.
Hello. Oh, it's really nice to see you.
She's not looking too bad, is she? I still managed to recognise her when she got off the train.
And isn't this a surprise? We thought you'd be halfway to Berlin by now.
I changed my plans.
Not that we're complaining, of course.
But what happened? Did your friends back out?
No, it just didn't work out, that's all.
Oh.
No, never mind, eh? You'll always go next year.
Yeah.
Berlin must have changed a lot since they took down the wall. I mean, from what I've been told.
It's the most exciting city in Europe.
Oh, there must be a great nightlife. All those clubs and discos.
It's not just that. The kids over there really care about all the important issues. They're not selfish and apathetic like most English students.
Oh, yes, I see.
So I suppose Ambridge does have its compensations. No spies and watchtowers.
Dad, it's not like that. You've been watching too many old films.
Okay. Anyway, there's still all your mates in Borchester. You'll have to go and look them up.
Yeah, maybe.
And if you want to have any friends to stay from university, they'd be more than welcome.
Thanks, Dad.
There'll be no danger of you getting bored. Kathy and I'll see to that.
Right, well, I'll go and make some tea.
Yes, and I'll leave you to get changed or whatever. You've got anything you need?
Yes, thanks.
Come down when you're ready, eh?
Oh, Dad, can I just ask you one favour?
Yes, of course, anything.
Only I'm a bit short of cash, you know, just till I've been to the bank.
Oh, yes, that's no problem. How much do you want?
Well, 20, 25?
Right. Yes, there's plenty downstairs.
I'll pay it back soon, I promise.
Oh, don't worry. Oh, and Lucy, welcome home, love.
So how do you fancy meeting her in the dairy, Ruth?
British Longhorn.
She's called Firethorn Utter. That's Anglo-Saxon.
I didn't know you could speak Anglo-Saxon.
No, I've just been talking to her breeder.
Oh, she's beautiful. Look at those horns.
The queen of rare breed cattle. There are only 1,500 registered in the country.
Aren't you lovely?
Yeah, she certainly is. But apparently their good looks aren't helping the breed.
Why is that?
Well, people get so fond of them, they don't cull the weak specimens and they get inbred.
Oh, that's a shame.
So, how did you get on with the man from Genus?
He was very helpful. So he did warn me about the problems as well as the advantages.
What are the problems?
For a start, we'll need to find 15 or 20 dairy farmers who want to join to make it worthwhile.
That may not be easy.
And the admin is going to be pretty complicated. It'll need careful organisation and a decent office.
Yes, I see.
But I'm sure we can manage all that.
And what happens if you get people like the Grundys asking to join?
Oh, I'd like to take anyone if they can pay their bills.
And the other thing...
Yeah, go on.
What do we tell our existing feed suppliers if they don't get the contract?
Oh, you mean Neil?
Well, I wouldn't like to be the one who has to tell him he's lost our order.
No. Anyway, we'll cross that bridge later. The genus bloke said he'd get in touch and come out and see us.
Well, you made a good start.
Oh, she's getting up.
Yeah, we mustn't disturb her.
I'll tell you something, Phil. They look fantastic in the country park.
What, you think Jack should get himself a herd?
Well, it would impress the visitors. The last word in designer cattle.
I'm afraid the subject of bees is a closed book as far as I'm concerned. Less one stings me.
Well, one thing's for certain. Mrs. Archer's not going to get much honey this year.
Is that because of the weather or what?
We wouldn't like to say.
Why not?
Well, you could never tell with bees. They just aren't thriving, that's the trouble. All three eyes was just the same. I don't like the look of it.
So Pat's going to be disappointed?
Well, she'll have to go somewhere else, I suppose.
There you go. One for you and one for Tom.
Oh, Tom. I don't know where he's got to.
Dad?
Ah, Lucy, come and join us.
How are you then, Lucy? Long time no see.
She's cancelled a trip to Berlin, just to be here with us tonight.
Well.
Now you're here, what can I get you? Don't worry, it's on the house.
No, I just came to say I'm feeling a bit tired. I'm going up to my room.
Oh. Oh, right.
Well, go on, just a quick one.
Yeah, as it's your first night back.
Well, okay. St. Clement's, please.
Right.
So, how are things at university?
Okay, thanks.
You'll miss a lot of excitement while you've been away, ain't you, Sid?
Yeah, that's right.
Excitement?
Well, there's the church excavations. The vicar was on telly last night.
Gosh.
Then there was the garden open day, and the Grundy's trip to France.
Don't forget our French night.
Oh, that was a proper riot. Your dad here in his striped vest and beret.
Yeah, bonjour, monsieur et madame. Bienvenue au taureau.
A young Debbie in her fishnet stocking.
Oh, now, Bert.
Then Jean-Paul come along with a bottle of... Oh, what do you call it?
Calvados.
That's the stuff. Boy, God, that was a night to remember.
Yeah. Of course, I'm sure it's pretty tame compared with what you students get up to.
I have to spend most of my nights writing essays, Dad.
Yeah, well. Now you're home on holiday, you'll have a chance to relax and enjoy yourself.
Yeah, perhaps you could help us do a German night.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
You know, Berlin in the days of the Weimar Republic. We could wear those long, slinky dresses.
You speak for yourself.
I bet I can sing just like Marlene Dietrich. I'm falling in love again.
On second thoughts.
You have not. I'm sure Lucy's got some better ideas.
I don't think I'm the right person to ask, really.
Well, it was just a thought.
Look, Dad, I'm feeling really shattered.
Oh, are you, love?
Oh, you do look a bit tired.
I'm sorry, I think I'll go straight up now.
Well, what about your drink?
Kathy can have it. I'll see you in the morning.
Yeah, right.
Good night.
Well, here you are then, Kathy.
Oh, there's Tom now. Time for a game of dominoes.
Cheer up, Sid.
What's the matter with her?
Like she said, she's just tired.
Yeah, maybe, but we've hardly got a word out of her since she got home. And it's not through lack of trying.
Oh, give her a chance. I know how much you were looking forward to having her back.
I can understand if she's tired, but I reckon there's more to it. Something's bothering her.
Well, if you're worried, why don't you ask her?
Well, no, not yet. I mean, if she is in trouble, I'd rather she came to me. I hope it's nothing serious.
There you go, Clary. I bought you a choc ice.
Oh, well, I shouldn't really.
Oh, I reckon we both deserve a treat. I hope it's not going to be like that every lunchtime.
Well, it's busy time of year.
No, I mean Lucy.
Oh. Well, I didn't really like to say, but I hardly got a word out of her all morning.
I don't know what we've done to deserve it. When she hadn't wanted to help with the bar, she shouldn't have offered. Instead of banging down the glasses and scowling at the customer.
Yeah, it was a bit awkward.
I mean, for heaven's sake, we're supposed to be friends. I don't know what's been going on at Nottingham.
Do you think it's, well, you know.
Well, problems with her love life?
Yeah.
Oh, I doubt it. And I ought to know, after all.
Oh, yeah, call it once, sorry.
It's okay. Anyway, she's okay with her bloke. I managed to find that much out.
I hope it's not this silly thing between her and Kathy.
Well, she didn't like her moving back in, did she?
Yeah, but you'd think she'd have got over that. She's got her own life. No one's forcing her to come home.
Still.
Oh, Clary, I've had a letter from that bureau about town twinning.
Oh, have you?
Mm. Well, I haven't read it properly, but
It looks quite interesting. I suppose people will still want to twin with all those lorry blockades. Well, anyhow, it seems to be calming down now. Shall I bring it round to Grange Farm tonight?
Yes, please. I'd like to see it.
Hello there. Well, all right for some.
Hello, Mike.
This is a well-earned shock ice, isn't it, Clarence?
Yeah, well, wish I had time to sit and eat ice creams.
You're busy, then.
Cool, yeah. Just been up with the hens. Now I'm off down to Ollertree. We've got to sort out some piglets.
We?
Oh, Mr. Archer's given us hand. Well, not that I really need it, but... Well.
How are you getting on with them pigs, then?
Oh, fine. No problem. You know, I never thought I would, but I'm quite getting to like them.
Still, it's a big responsibility.
Well, that's what I likes about it. I mean, if you can do it well, then you've really achieved something.
Mm.
Yeah, I'm beginning to understand why Neil was so proud.
Well, don't let us keep you from them.
Oh, no chance.
Cheerio, then.
Oh, Clary, yeah, I was meaning to ask. What happened about that statue?
I'd rather not talk about it.
Oh, you mean Aphrodite?
Well, they found the bloke that nicked it.
I'm sorry, Mike, it ain't nothing to do with me.
So you ain't heard nothing?
No, I ain't.
Oh, that's funny. Anyway, I better be trotting on down to Ollertree. You get it? Trotting there. I'll see ya.
Yeah, bye, Mike.
Cheerio.
So, what about your reward? Your dinner for two at Grey Gables?
Oh, I don't know. As far as I'm concerned, it's all between Eddie and Mrs. Woolley. Of course, it would be nice.
Oh, yeah.
That lovely French food. Jean-Paul's such a talented chef.
Isn't he?
We're going to try this new injection. You only need half the amount. Does that mean it's got twice as much iron? Well, I suppose. I'm not absolutely sure.
Well, so long as it stops them getting anemic.
Now, look, if you feed the sow, that'll keep her busy. While we start on the piglets. There we go, missus. Right, now, if you come over here, I'll show you how it's done.
Do you want me to take the syringe?
Oh, yes, it's normally a one-man job. Now, I'll just talk you through it. Now, remember, you've got 10 cc's, one per piglet.
Okay then, who's gonna be first?
And gently does it.
Way now then, what's all the fuss about, right?
If you just run your hand down under and hold it by the back leg. And that's it.
Gotcha.
Now, jab the needle into the ham, or where the ham ought to be.
Not much of a ham on a 3-day-old piglet.
Yeah.
There you are, young lad.
Oh, well done.
Straight in the box.
Yeah, just so we don't do it twice by mistake.
Right, in you go.
And now you just do the same to the whole litter.
Oh, right. Oh, well, look, before you go, Mr. Archer, there's something I was going to ask. Not about the pigs.
Oh?
Do you know what's happening about this side of the estate? I mean, now they've got a proper trustee.
Well, I think Shula's busy helping with it.
But, I mean, do you know if it's been sold as a whole or in separate lots?
Ah, yes, that's what we'd all like to know. I think the trustee had preferred to sell it off as a whole, so that he can pay back the creditors as soon as possible, but... It won't be easy to find a buyer.
Yeah, only I still got me coal store down Elbridge Farm. I expect I'll have to make other arrangements.
Well, I'm afraid we'll just have to wait and see.
Hello, Dad.
Come, sir. Hello. What brings you in here?
Oh, it's okay. I wiped my feet before I came in. Hello, Mike.
Afternoon.
What on earth?
Remember this? I dug it out of the attic at Brookfield.
Well, I... The old flag from my old fort.
Yeah, I found the fort as well. It's in the car.
Well, I know. I had quite forgotten I'd kept it.
Yeah, well, they don't make toys like that anymore.
No, they don't. I'm surprised it hasn't got broken. But why have you brought it out again now?
Ah, well, you know this toy museum of Nigel's?
What?
Well, I just thought...
You're going to give it to Nigel Pudge?
No, not give it. It must be worth a few, Bob. I thought we could split it 50-50.
No, absolutely not.
Why? Nobody uses it anymore. Just taking up space.
I'm sorry, Kenton. I'm not letting you sell it. I'm going to keep that fort. For my grandson.
Ah, yes. Your grandson.
So you just take it straight home and put it back where you found it.
Have you got through?
Yes, it's ringing.
Well, don't hang up. Keep trying.
Shh. Hello? Hello, Mummy. It's me. Nigel. How are you? Oh dear, I am sorry. Me? No, well, I can't complain. I had a slight tummy upset last week, but it was nothing serious.
Nigel!
What's the matter?
Get on with it!
All right, I'm trying. She's had quite a good lunch by the sound of it. Mummy? Yes, I'm still here. Mummy, tell me, are you still planning to come home? I see. Look, Mummy, I think it might be better if you postponed it for a while. Why?
Go on, the decorators.
You see, I'm having the bedrooms redecorated. Oh, they've been needing it for years, so there'll be nowhere for you to sleep. Yes, all of them. Oh, I see. Oh, Mummy, please don't get cross.
What's the matter?
Yes, it's all right. We'll leave your room just as it is, I promise.
Oh.
No, wait, there is another problem. Yes, look, you remember that strange noise in the bathroom? Well, the plumber says all the pipes need replacing. It's a major job. There'll be no hot water for days.
Weeks.
No, they can't put it off. It's urgent. No, don't ring them yourself. I'll see what I can do. It's no good. It's not working.
Keep trying.
Mummy, listen. It really isn't a good time to come home. No, the weather's absolutely dreadful. Like the middle of winter. The shopkeepers are ruder than ever, and there's nothing on the box except sport. And there's a terrible virus going around. Oh, it brings you out in hideous boils, and it's highly infectious. And help...
Keep going.
And... Yes! When the plumbers took up the floor, they found huge cracks in the wall. It could be subsidence. The whole east wing is in danger of collapsing.
Oh.
Hello? Mummy?
Oh, Nigel.
She hung up on me. I told you, it's no good. It's quite impossible.
Look, ring her back again.
No, Lizzie, it's no good.
We've got to keep trying.
You heard me. I tried everything I could think of. In fact, I thought it was pretty imaginative, especially that bit about the subsidence.
Yes, but it wasn't exactly believable.
It doesn't matter what I say. She just doesn't listen.
So what do we do now?
Oh, cancel the launch, shut the place up and go on holiday.
Nigel, we can't. Not after all the work we've done. I've already sent out all the publicity.
I can't see any alternative. If we don't cancel it now, Mummy will do it herself as soon as she gets back.
I don't see why you should let yourself be defeated by... that woman.
Okay, you think of a better idea.
But, Nigel, where are you going?
To play with my soldiers.
Nigel.
Here we are. This is the introduction.
Steps of twinning.
Notes of prospective twinners. How to set up a twinning relationship.
Promoting your community.
And a questionnaire.
Did all this come this morning?
Yes, their standard information pack.
Oops, hard to know where to begin.
Well, let's look at the questionnaire.
Right.
Here we are.
Name of community, county or region.
Economic activities, number of farms, leisure and cultural activities, historical connections.
Well, don't make it easy, do they?
No, I suppose they want to make sure we find the right partner.
Yeah. Well, we better start filling it in.
Hang on. Look, go back to the beginning here. It says, at this stage, the initiative to twin is usually led by the local authority, parish council or twinning association.
Oh. Can't we just do it ourselves?
No, not really. We'll have to go to someone like, who's the chairman of the parish council?
George Barford. But can't we just start our own association?
No, not just the two of us.
No, I suppose not.
But I know what'll happen once word gets round. We'll have people like, Linda Snell.
Oh, you think she'll try and take it over?
Well, I can see you getting left out in the cold, Clary.
Yeah, I suppose you're right. Never mind. I've set my heart on finding us a twin in France and I ain't giving up yet.
Good for you.
Perhaps I'll take this up to John Paul, see what he thinks.
Why not?
Well, I'm sure he'd be interested. Here, I could ask him for some more recipes while I'm up there.
You and he seem to get on quite well.
Oh, well, you know.
Well, I couldn't help noticing.
Well, I suppose we share the same interests. You know, like France, French cooking.
Right.
At least we can have an intelligent conversation. I don't get much of that from Eddie.
I wonder how old he is.
Oh, Jean-Paul? Oh, I don't know. I never saw. I expect he's probably a bit older than he looks.
Mature.
That
that word.
Hmm.
I think he's quite lonely too up there at Grey Gables.
Yeah, I suspect he is.
I enjoy our little chats when I get to see him.
Well, I'm sure he enjoys them too.
I hope so. Hey, what you getting at?
Nothing at all.
Look, it ain't nothing like that. I'm a married woman.
Did I say you weren't?
Debbie Aldridge, whatever are you thinking?
Hello, anyone at home?
Oh, look, you've got a visitor.
Oh, hello, Mike, come in.
Evening, who's Eddie about?
Well, I don't know, what do you want him for?
Well, there's a copper outside, I met him down the lane.
A policeman?
Well, he's looking for Grange Farm. He wants to speak to Eddie.
Oh, my.
Called a summer insert. You have to slide the paper into the bottom of the hive with a mesh on top.
Can you manage?
Yeah, I think so. It's just a bit fiddly.
You're quite sure the bees can't get inside this suit and sting me?
No, you're quite safe.
Good. So, what did you say it was called?
Varroa.
Oh, yes. This varroa, is it some kind of disease?
It's actually a parasite. A tiny mite that lives on the bees and their larvae.
Oh, you'd think bees would be too small to have parasites.
I'm afraid not.
Oh, it's quite hot inside this good thingy.
Oh, Jack, I'm sorry. You call in to talk to me about the church and I hold you straight off to look at my bees.
No, it's fascinating. And I could see how worried you were.
Well, I'm afraid it could be pretty serious. Varroa can wipe out whole colonies.
Oh.
They've only just discovered it in England. There was a lot of publicity about it in the spring.
Was there? I don't quite remember.
Well, as you're not a beekeeper, there's no reason why you should know about it.
No.
I read about it in the papers, but... Well, I was so busy, and there was so much else going on.
Oh, yes, I know what you mean. Peggy and I were going non-stop in the garden.
Anyway, after that, I suppose I just forgot about it. So, when I found all my colonies were in such poor shape, I rang our local bee officer. And he said I should do a test straight away.
Oh, I see.
In fact, he seemed quite surprised that I hadn't tested already. Made me feel rather guilty.
Why?
Well, I suppose I'm just not a very good beekeeper.
Oh, but surely. I mean, if you've been so busy...
Yes, I suppose that's some excuse. There. I think that's done it. You can take your hood off now.
Are you sure it's safe?
Yes, you'll be all right. So long as you stay out of their flight path.
Oh, phew. Oh, that's better.
I just leave it there for a month or so, then collect the debris and send it off to be tested.
And what happens if you have got this varroa?
Well, there are treatments, but there's really no cure. We'll all have to just try and live with it.
Oh, dear.
Anyway, I've done all I can for now.
Oh, look. See that kite up on the hill?
Where?
That must be Caroline and Robin.
Oh, yes. Robin could do with a break.
The kite was Caroline's idea. She was determined to get him away from those archaeologists.
Well, it seems to have worked.
Yes. Apparently he's been spending all his time dealing with reporters and getting silly complaints from people like,
Linda.
Yes, as well as doing his surgery.
Well, as he's left me in charge, I suppose I better go down to the church now and see what's happening.
Are you sure you don't need any help? Remember, I'm quite happy to come down with you.
No, thank you, Jack. That's really very kind. It's my responsibility. If there are any more problems, I'll have to deal with them myself.
Okay. Hold your breath. I'm going to see if I can loop the loop.
Are you sure you feel up to it?
Here goes.
Woo-hoo!
Well, not bad for a beginner.
Whoa, that was perfect.
I think even Sam would have been proud of that. Here, do you want to take over?
Oh, no. I'm quite happy lying here watching you.
There's something liberating about kites. Kite flying.
Mm.
You can really feel that breeze tugging at the strings. As if you're in touch with the power of the elements. Like the mariners must have felt in the days of sail. Know what I mean?
Oh, absolutely.
Oh, go on, you old cynic.
Yes, I do know just what you mean, honestly.
Anyway, it's a world away from dealing with the likes of Linda Snell.
Come on. No talking shop, you promise.
Sorry. Well, I suppose she means well. I mustn't be too hard on her.
Robin.
Okay. I know it must bore you, Rigid, but it does help to get it off my chest.
All right, go on.
Well, her latest wheeze is for us to have our own museum in the church to display the finds.
Well, is that really such a bad idea?
With me as curator.
Ah, I see.
Now, it's the cost I'm really worried about. The security problems would be a nightmare. Well, not to mention the insurance premiums.
So what's the alternative?
Pack the whole lot off to Borchester Museum.
Hmm. I suppose it's not far if people want to see them.
All right, but, I have a nasty feeling that Linda Snell may have the archaeologists on her side.
Have they said as much?
Oh, not yet, but Bentley Jones was here this morning with a couple of visiting archaeologists. There was a lot of muttering and scratching of beard, but I have no idea what was decided.
Hey! My trees!
Sorry. Ooh. I wasn't concentrating.
Don't lose Sam's precious kite.
Yes, he'd never forgive me. That's what happens when I stop worrying about church funds.
How's the appeal going?
Oh, it's too early to say. I'm still hoping we may get some kind of help from the diocese. Now, come on. Up you get. It's your turn.
Oh, all right. I suppose it was my idea.
Ready?
Mm-hmm.
Take one in each hand.
Mm-hmm. Ooh. Hey, I see what you mean. It's really pulling.
Now, keep up attention.
Ooh.
That's it.
Oh, great. It's fantastic. It feels as if it could pull me up into the sky.
See what I mean?
Ooh. Oh, blast. Hairs in my eyes.
Oh,
I should have put a scarf or something. Bother.
Would it help if I had...
Oh, I'm rubbing the kite!
Oh.
Oh, I'm sorry. I couldn't see. Oh. I only had my eyes off it for a moment.
Oh, not to worry. Hey, it was my fault.
Is it broken?
No, I don't think so. It's just snagged in the branches.
Oh, dear. How embarrassing. I hope nobody was watching.
It's not too high up.
Well, you've proved you can fly a kite. Let's see how good you are at climbing trees.
Oh, yes.
Good evening, Jean-Paul.
Oh, Clary.
Oh, Mr. Woolley, I didn't know it was you.
Well, that's all right. Come on in.
Well, I was just looking for Jean-Paul.
He's not here, I'm afraid. I think he's in the restaurant.
Oh, I see.
I was just having a look at his new pudding.
Well, not to worry.
Was it anything important?
No. I just got some information about twinning I wanted to show him.
Twinning? Oh, something to do with his sheep?
No, it's about twinning Ambridge with a village in France.
Oh, I see.
But I'm sorry, Mr. Woolley, it's a bad time, really, isn't it? Just before dinner, and it doesn't matter. I'll come back tomorrow.
Oh, there's nothing wrong, is there, Clary?
No. Well.
Go on, you can tell me.
The police have been to question Eddie about that statue.
Aphrodite?
A detective came.
Oh, yes, they said they might want to talk to him.
Did they?
Mm. You see, we had to tell the police that we'd found Aphrodite. Peggy gave it a lot of thought, but in the end she decided it was her duty.
Yes, of course it was.
Well, I'm sorry if it's caused any trouble. I'm sure they don't suspect Eddie.
That's what Eddie says.
Well, there you are. I shouldn't worry about it.
Well, I'm trying not to, but I'll keep thinking about, you know, what happened to his brother Al.
Yeah. This will cheer you up. Have a taste of Jean-Paul's new pudding.
What? Oh, no, can't do that.
Go on. I already have. It's the best pudding he's ever created.
Well, perhaps just a tiny bit.
He only perfected it this afternoon. He's very proud of it.
Mmm, it's gorgeous. Oh, it's out of this world.
He's been trying to think of a name for it.
Oh, I don't suppose he'd tell me the recipe.
Well, you could always choose it when Eddie brings you up for your dinner.
Our dinner?
Yeah. Eddie's reward for finding Aphrodite. I hope he hasn't forgotten about it.
Oh, no. No, he hasn't forgotten. He asked Caroline about it this afternoon. She said you was booked up for the next fortnight.
Oh, I'm sure that can't be right.
Well, that's what she said. I was there. I heard her.
Did she now? Well, I think we'd better go along to her office and ask her again.
I don't mind waiting till next week, really.
Oh, no, I'm sure Caroline can fit you in sooner.
Oh, Jack.
Robin, I'm sorry I didn't know you were in here.
Yes, I am. Hello, Claire.
Hello.
Where's Caroline?
She's over at the health club. We've been kite flying.
Yes, I know.
Anyway, I must be on your way.
No, that's quite all right. You stay where you are. We just wanted to check the restaurant bookings.
Well, if you're sure.
Oh, by the way, I thought you were very good on the television the other night.
Oh, yes, so did I.
Thanks.
I think he's in the office. I'm sure he'll be delighted to see you.
Evening, Caroline.
Mr. Woolley. And Clary, too.
Hello.
Robin, there's someone to see you.
Jill, not more trouble at the church.
No, in fact, I've got some good news. That's what I've come to tell you.
What?
They've decided not to go any further with the excavations. They're going to cover it all up and relay the floor.
Oh.
Are they?
But why? I'm sorry, I don't understand.
Well, they've just been explaining it all to me. Apparently, to dig any further would only risk damaging the site.
Really?
In 20 years' time, they'll probably have far more sophisticated techniques and equipment, so they'll be able to come back and examine the site without disturbing it.
Well, that's the best news I've heard for the last fortnight.
There you are, Robin. No more archaeologists. Thank goodness for that. All that mess in the churchyard.
Well, it's still got to be paid for, but at least there'll be no more expense.
Thought you'd be pleased. That's why I came straight up to tell you.
Oh, thanks, Jill.
So there's no need to hide in here anymore, eh, Robin?
I wasn't really hiding. I was about to go down and find Jill.
All right. We believe you.
Well, now that's over, we can all get back to work again.
Harry! Harry, where are you?
Oh, goodness.
Harry! There you are.
Do come in, Eddie.
Evening, Eddie.
Hey, Vin. My, a bit crowded in here, isn't it? Hello, Vicar.
Eddie, what's the matter?
Nothing, love. Just come to pick you up. Oh, and to tell you about that copper.
What? Oh, Eddie.
It's all right, Clary, love. He phoned me back. They reckon it must be an outside mob who've done a quick getaway. As far as they're concerned, the case is closed.
Oh, Eddie.
Well, I think you'd better book your dinner for two now to celebrate.
Yeah, well, we've tried that already. Caroline reckons you're all booked up.
Caroline?
No, I'm sure we can squeeze you in somewhere. One day next week.
That'll do nicely. How? Hey, Clary?
Yeah, now I can choose which dress I'm going to wear.
I know. To make it extra special, I'll ask Jean-Paul to name his new pudding after Clary.
What? After me?
That's a nice idea.
How about Delice Clarice?
Oh, well, no, you can't.
Yeah, that's it. Delice Clarice. If that's all right with you, Eddie. Yeah, call it what you like.
Oh, dear. I don't know what to say. Do you think Jean-Paul will mind?
Oh, no. I'm sure Jean-Paul will be delighted.
The Noah's Ark, the train set, the China dolls and doll's house.
Hey, wow.
And, of course, the soldiers.
Nigel, come and look at this.
Hello, Nelson.
He's done a valuation of the toys.
Only some of the more interesting items from your collection.
Oh, can I see?
I don't believe some of these prices.
Oh, I can assure you it's all been carefully researched.
How can a doll be worth that much?
Yes. I see what you mean.
Well, you did ask.
Yes. Thank you, Nelson. It's nice to know how much they're worth, even though I still haven't the slightest intention of selling any of them.
Of course. Although, if you were ever to reconsider...
Not in a million years, Nelson. If you tell us how much we owe you for your time, I'll write you a cheque. Or would you prefer cash?
Oh, my dear boy, it was a labour of love. I wouldn't dream of charging you a penny.
Oh, that's very generous of you.
Though I would advise you to keep them somewhere safe and have a word with your insurers.
Yes, I will. Yeah, Kenton's coming round this afternoon, and we're going to discuss how they should be displayed.
Oh, yes. More war games?
No, this is business.
You're actually going to do some work.
Launch or no launch, those toys are part of the family history, as well as a valuable asset.
Ah, yes. Your business launch. Is everything on schedule for the big day?
Well, you'd better ask Lizzie. I'm going to read the local paper.
The last time I saw you, there were some family complications.
No, everything's fine. Bang on schedule. I've had to chase up a few clients who haven't bothered to answer their invitations. But apart from that...
Good, I'm very pleased to hear it.
Here we are. Situation's vacant.
I'm making up a press pack to give out on the day with a list of our charges. And I've commissioned some glossy photos of the hall to go with it, and some pictures of the four-wheel driving.
This all sounds terribly well organised.
What on earth is a systems programmer analyst?
And we're going to have the marquee out here.
Why do you need a marquee?
Dancing won't be allowed in the hall. Something might get broken.
Dancing? What a jolly occasion it's going to be.
I hope so.
I'm beginning to feel sorry I'm not invited.
Oh, well, no vacancies for experienced ice cream marketing specialists.
Nigel.
I suppose I could always join the Foreign Legion.
You're not planning another career change.
Well, I'm getting out of a job as soon as my mother gets back from Barbados.
Ah, your mother.
Ignore him, Nelson. He's just trying to wind me up.
Lizzie, it's a fact. We've got to face up to it.
I know it's a fact, Nigel. That's why I rang her up again last night.
You did what?
Well, we've got to keep trying.
You rang my mother?
She wasn't there. So I left a message asking her to ring you back.
Oh. Well, I told you, it's a waste of time.
If I was her, I'd be quite happy to stay in Barbados.
No use trying to reason with Mummy. We've tried every excuse imaginable.
We'll just have to think of another.
Well, of course, if you've got any other bright ideas.
How about a plague of rats?
What?
Well, most mature women of my acquaintance aren't particularly fond of rodents.
Oh, yes. Well, top hole, Jeeves.
That's a great idea. I bet your mother's terrified of rats.
My mother isn't terrified of anything.
Well, it's worth a try, Nigel. We've got to stop her somehow.
Lucy?
Hi, Dad.
Sorry to bother you. Is that this week's echo?
You can have it if you want. I've finished.
Oh, good. Thank you. I didn't get a chance to read it yesterday. Apparently, there's something about the Dower House.
Oh, yeah?
What, you didn't notice?
I got bored after page two.
Here we are. Former gentleman's residence. Oh, dear, some gentleman he turned out to be. Sale of contents Friday, July the 17th.
Why are you so interested?
Well, as local publican, it's my duty to keep a finger on the pulse of village affairs. Who knows, it might bring in some extra trade.
Yeah, who knows?
I might even nip along myself. See if I can pick up a bargain. Are you, okay, love?
I'm fine.
I was thinking, you have to introduce us to this new boyfriend of yours.
What?
Oh, isn't there a lad at the university?
Suppose Debbie told you that.
Well. Anyway, if you want him to come and stay, just say the word.
No, I don't want him to come and stay here.
All right. You haven't had a row or anything, have you?
Dad, we don't have that kind of a relationship.
No, of course. Sorry.
Hi, I'm just off to the health club.
Oh, yeah, okay.
Lucy, don't forget, you can come up for a swim any time.
No, thanks. Not today.
What, are you off somewhere else?
I'm going up to my room to read. Oh, Lucy! Oh.
Talk about a brick wall. 3 days now, I still can't get through to her.
I only wanted to ask her for that money she owes me.
You what?
Oh, £20. I haven't had a cash I could do with it back.
You lent her £20?
Oh, well.
But I lent her £25 on Tuesday.
Oh? Well, she didn't tell me.
Why does she need it, Kathy? What's she been spending it on, I mean? Do you think she's been taking something?
Oh, Sid, I don't think so.
Well, I mean, what else is wrong with her then? I mean, she's got some very dodgy friends in town. Where did she go yesterday morning? What's she done with that money?
Now, you mustn't go jumping to conclusions.
Yeah, okay, okay. But there's only one way to find out, isn't there?
This room used to be our downstairs playroom.
Oh, yeah.
Not to be confused with the upstairs playroom.
We've been using it as an office, but I think it's the ideal place for the toy museum.
Well, it's big enough anyway.
Okay, we'll leave it here for now.
Nigel, I can't reach the fax.
Yes, you can. Anyway, it's not staying here.
Nice piece of joinery, early Edwardian.
They belonged to my great-uncle. He was a keen amateur entomologist.
What?
Oh-ho, another skeleton in the part of the cupboard.
He collected insects, moths and beetles.
Yuck.
Sadly, he didn't preserve them properly, and they began to fall to pieces. The mummy had them chucked out years ago, but we kept the glass case.
Well, it'll do for some of the dolls and the smaller stuff. What about the train and the doll's house?
Yes, I suppose we'll have to rope them off somehow. Anyway, nobody could walk off with a doll's house in their pocket.
Yeah, okay. I'm afraid I'll have to leave you to it.
Already?
Yeah, I'm off to an auction in Perthshire.
No, please, no!
Shall I answer it?
No, let me! Hello, Loxley? Mummy! A message? No, I mean, yes. Look, Mummy, can you just hold on a sec? Lizzie, help. What can I say?
Here, I'll talk to her.
No, just tell me what to say.
Oh, and Nelson's idea, the plague of rats.
But it's no good. I can't.
Give me the phone, Nigel.
What?
Hello? Mr. Pargett's residence? No, I'm afraid he's been called away. Me? I'm the South Borsetshire Pest Control Officer.
Great, go for it, Kenton.
Well, that's right, madam. I'm afraid it's a serious infestation. The biggest rats I've ever seen. And mites, wasps, cockroaches, you name it.
Cockroaches.
Go on, go on.
Poison? Oh, dear me, no, madam. It's gone much too far for poison. I'm afraid we'll have to try fumigation.
Great.
Cyanide.
That's right, madam. Cyanide gas. We'll have to evacuate the whole house. When?
We're aiming for the first week in August. Yes, madam, I'm quite serious. Yes, I'll tell Nigel, Mr. Pardew.
Oh, no.
Thank you, ma'am. Goodbye.
She didn't believe you, did she?
If this is one of Nigel's jokes, tell him I'm not amused.
Oh, fair, I knew it.
Sorry, Nigel.
Oh, well. Nice try, Kenton.
But, Lizzie, if that doesn't stop her, nothing will. She's bound to come home now just to find out what's going on.
Okay, so she's coming home.
So we'll have to postpone the launch.
It's too late for that. I've sent out all the invitations. I've ordered the marquee and the four-wheel drive vehicles and the Falcon.
You'll have to cancel them.
No. The launch is going ahead as we planned. If Mummy doesn't like it, that's just too bad.
But where's she been all afternoon? Did she tell you?
No. She came in and went straight up to her room.
Yeah, but I mean, she didn't appear from nowhere, did she? Somebody must have dropped her off.
Hi. Is there anything for tea?
Yes, love, I'm doing omelettes. Do you want one?
Okay, thanks.
Lucy, you didn't tell us you was going out this afternoon.
Didn't I?
Of course, you're quite free to come and go as you please.
I'm sorry. Debbie said she was going into town, so I catched a lift.
Oh, I see. I thought it was her.
So, what do you do in town?
Not much. Oh, had a drink at Nelson's, called in at the shelter and went to the bank.
Oh. So have you got that 25 quid I lent you?
What?
And the 20 quid you borrowed from Kathy?
Oh, it's okay. I don't need it yet.
I'm sorry, can it wait till next week?
Oh, yes, of course.
Hold on a minute. You still haven't told us. Where's it all gone to?
What do you mean?
45 quid in 3 days. I mean, don't get me wrong, we're quite happy to lend you the money, but we'd like to know what you're spending it on.
Does it matter?
Yes, of course it matters.
Please.
Look, Lucy. If there was anything the matter, I mean, if you had some kind of problem.
What problem?
If you have, just tell us now. Before it's too late.
Tell you what?
You know what. Look, I've seen some of those kids who come to your shelter. I don't want you to ruin the rest of your life.
Dad, do you mean...
Look, I think what he's trying to say
you
is...
You think I'm on something.
That's what you call it.
Oh, Dad, come on. I'm not that stupid. I've never even tried the stuff.
But I mean, you can't blame us for worrying, can you? I mean, not after the way you've been carrying on.
What?
I mean, you've hardly said a word since you got back. You've been in a world of your own. And what's happened to that money?
Okay. Here. Look, if you really want to know.
Huh?
Your bank statement?
Oh, go on, look at it. Got nothing to hide.
Lucy. This can't be right, can it? 800 quid overdrawn.
I haven't been chucking it away, Dad. I can't live on my grant, that's all.
Yeah, I know it isn't easy, but...
But, I mean, other people must manage.
Not if they want to eat proper food and buy all the clothes and books they need.
You mean you've been paying off your overdraft?
The bank have stopped all my cheques. Why do you think I came back here instead of going to Berlin?
Well, because this is your home.
Dad?
All right. Suppose I should have known better.
Dad, I came home because I need a job. I've got to earn some money, fast.
The Archers was written by Simon Frith and the agricultural story editor was Anthony Parkin. It was edited and directed in our Pebble Mill studios by Vanessa Whitburn.